Hey guys, welcome to the Filipina Journey podcast. I'm Isabel. Good morning, good afternoon, good day to everyone listening. How has your day been, everyone? Okay, my day has been going well. I just finished a 3-day recollection for my organization. It started this Friday, and it just ended today, this Sunday. And it has been perfect. It was an eye-opening experience, and I needed it because it's like a break from all the distractions around me. And also, I got new nails. Well, like, I bought acrylic nails, and it's those nails that you just put glue and you just stick it on. And as far as it's going, it's actually really quality. Because it's expensive, so it has to be quality, and it has been pretty strong and sticky because it's not getting off yet. Anyway, okay, today's episode will be reading my college essay. Okay, for senior year, we're stressed about getting into a college, and college applications has been stressful as well, especially because it's online. It's the first time we're doing this, so there's anxiety and all that. But for one school, we were asked to write an essay, and the topic of the essay was something like write about a recent event in your life and how has it impacted you or something. But when I first saw the topic, I already knew what I had to write, and I will read it to you today. The title of this essay is Redefining Purpose, Going Beyond Comfort, by Isabel Veracruz. Okay. With great power comes great responsibility, Spider-Man said this years ago, but only recently did it resonate with me. When I became more active in my sport and organization, I had the opportunity to be exposed to the full range of my capabilities, all of which tended to strengthen my interest in leadership. Transitioning to my first year of senior high, I became the captain of my cheerleading team, an athletic scholar, and an officer in Youth for Christ Zobel. I had no prior leadership experience in a sport nor a big organization. And on top of that, school was getting more and more difficult. A very anxious and worried me thought Spider-Man was right. How would a soft-spoken rookie like me lead teams of such strong and contrasting individuals while keeping my grades in check? My timid self never thought I was capable of it. I knew I had to step out of my comfort zone to be able to learn more than I already know. I have been a cheerleader since I was in grade school, and as with anyone to ever join a sport, let alone lead it, the obvious goal would be to train hard and win in competitions. I guess it's just the tip of the iceberg. Before I became the captain, I did not know that leadership came with teaching correct values while continuing to have a heart for the sport, as well as pushing for proper communication within and outside the team. Upon accepting my captainship, however, I knew I had to be the voice of the squad and had to be an example to everyone looking up to me. I had my plans, hopes, and dreams for the team. The first few months of my captain years was for getting to know my position, roles, and responsibilities. From how it was during those months, I thought it would be easy. I thought I already had a grasp on what was to come until we had to prepare for our main competition, the Women's National Collegiate Athletic Association in cheerleading. Training started getting tight. I had to do good in my academics as an athletic scholar while leading my organization as an internal affairs officer. At that time, I was piled up and drained from all the physical and mental stress I was going through. I started to have anxiety and self-doubt. I was weak and fearful. Fast forward to 2 months before my competition. As we were polishing and adding the final touches to our routine, some of my teammates decided to quit. We only had 2 months in cheerleading. If one person is missing, the whole routine had to be redone. We lost 10 members. My team was starting to lose heart for the sport, and with the 10th training with no energy or desire to even be on the mat, I was disheartened. As the captain, I blamed myself and took it hard. I started to doubt myself and my capabilities. Maybe I put too much on my plate and bit more than what I could chew. Maybe I wasn't the leader I thought and hoped I would be. I did not know what was going on anymore. I started to lose hope. I guess my coach saw the fears I thought I was doing a good job hiding. After a very heavy training, he called for a meeting with me and said, "Even if a lot of strong girls left, we are not going to stop." It made me realize everything we've been through. From that time, my team and I started to see the light amidst the struggles we were all facing. We would be excused from class to train the whole day in addition to our Sunday and holiday trainings. I finally saw our dream coming with a powerful routine ready for victory. Our competition was in March, and surprisingly, after adjusting and restarting the routine, we were able to finish weeks early. The pain, hard work, injuries, and bruises were all worth it. Then, 3 days before our competition, I heard the most life-changing and crushing news. A pandemic had put the whole world on pause. I did not know how to react. My legs felt like noodles. I couldn't control what was happening, which took me a while to accept and understand. If this pandemic taught me anything, it was that life was short and not all plans we prepared for will happen. It taught me that nothing is permanent. I planned my life ahead of me without thinking of possible disasters, but now I know that nothing will truly ever go as planned, and that is okay. I could use the time to accept it and to take a break. In as much as I would like to say this transition into home life was a blessing, I know that is not the case. Millions and millions of lives have been lost to COVID-19, and it is hard not to feel helpless at home. However, I have been blessed enough to redefine my purpose in life even during such a trying time. I am now realizing that there is a world outside my room. Looking back at my student server athlete life, I felt trapped in my own box, not being able to understand the world beyond my high school life. I had the opportunity to broaden my perspective and worldview. With all things said and done, I had realized stepping out of one's comfort zone, of one's box, may be scary, but it's essential to a holistic growth. I took the chance to educate myself on what is happening in my country and around the world, which opened me to speak up for what is right. If I was able to become the voice of the squad, then I can amplify the voices of those who are silenced. I know I am far from knowing firsthand the struggles of many, but I will continue to keep myself grounded and informed as I do my peers while pushing for positive change in the world. And that, my friends, is my essay. I hope you guys liked it. And I hope it inspired people. And I chose this topic because, first of all, it was recent. It was right before the pandemic. And this was an experience that no one else would have ever experienced. Not everyone has the chance to be a captain or to lead a team. Not everyone is able to even experience the pandemic. And I wanted to share this experience because even though that it was very traumatic and it was very hard and it was a trying time, I was able to see a different perspective to that. And that perspective was redefining my purpose and getting to see myself in a different view. And one thing that I really wanted to highlight from this essay was this one. If I was able to be a voice to the squad, which is my cheer team, then I can amplify the voices of those who are silenced. And like what I said, I was able to redefine my purpose and I got to redefine myself. Because before this pandemic, I was so busy to even love myself and take care of myself and explore on the things that I love to do, the hobbies. I couldn't do that because of my busy self. I was a leader in two teams and an org, and I was an athletic scholar, and I just couldn't handle everything with even getting a hobby or whatever. But during this pandemic, all that changed because now I have the time to actually get to know myself, and with that, I got to know myself, and I got to see myself, what I'm actually good at and what I'm actually passionate about, and that is actually being informed and being a voice and speaking up to what is right, promoting, having an advocacy and all that. And that's such a powerful message, and that's something I'm very grateful for, that amidst this pandemic, I was able to see the positive side on it. And yeah, this essay just gives me a lot of chills because there's a lot of different perspective in this. Like, there's a part here about that in every challenges, you can still get up. Like, from how I started being a captain, I was so chill, but then it went downhill. My teammates quit, but then I was able to climb up and actually move on through that experience, and I made it a learning experience. There's also another perspective in that like doubting myself, blaming myself, but someone was able to pull me up and actually motivate me, and in this case it was my coach. And you can see that the people around you can actually make a big impact to you with just a simple sentence or just a simple phrase that they actually tell you. That is why listening and talking and giving advices are a huge deal, because it can actually change one's life. And this one, millions and millions of lives have been lost to COVID-19, and it is hard not to feel helpless at home. However, I have been blessed enough to redefine my purpose in life. Not everyone gets the chance to actually redefine their purpose in life. I was just blessed enough to actually have that opportunity. And even though a lot of negative things are going around me, I should be looking on the positive side. And even on the littlest thing, I should be grateful for that. But aside from that, I should also see the perspective of other people, especially those who are really suffering right now. That's why I have to really be a voice to those who are silenced, to those who cannot speak. It's that so the world will be able to know the struggles, like the struggles of everyone, not only the poor, not only those who are not blessed and all that. And I hope I am making sense. I'm just really motivated by this wonderful and powerful essay I wrote. And yeah, that was my college essay that I already submitted in Ateneo. And the first My first choice for the course there was actually interdisciplinary studies. It's a humanities sub it's a humanities course, and it actually talks about the human mind, psychology, and behavior and all, and it just connects to my essay and all that. But I am very happy that I got the chance to actually write this essay, even if it took me 3 months to actually write, because at the beginning this wasn't supposed to be my essay. This was supposed to be my idea, but then it was supposed to end on a different level, 'cause my first idea was to actually end the essay with getting to do the hobbies that I got to do during this pandemic that I wasn't able to do. But to be honest, I feel like it's inconsiderate for those who actually don't have the chance to actually experience such a wonderful life like me amidst the pandemic. And to be honest, I hope I'm making sense right now. And I will stop here. It's getting late, and that's it for this podcast. I hope I was able to make an impact to at least one person, and I was able to motivate or inspire someone here listening. And that's it for today. I hope you come back for more episodes. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to the Filipino Journey podcast. If you have any questions or podcast suggestions, send me an email, isapunzalanvc@gmail.com, or DM me on Instagram at isaveracruz or Twitter at veracruzisa. That's it, and take care.